Thanks for joining me on episode 1042 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Raven M. Harris. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to lead yourself and others is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
And Jesus goes into this world. He goes into it and he knows of the brokenness. He doesn't approve of it. He doesn't want it, but he embraces it and he carries it with him. He embraces what was right with the world as well as what was wrong with the world.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's Spiritual Foundation episode about investing in others, I talk with you about Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 and 22. I share how this baptism story relates to our relationship with God, and I also talk about how it shows what is really important. Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 and 22 goes like this. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus had also been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This idea of the baptism of Jesus is interesting to me, this passage talking about how this happened. This is in the lectionary for the first Sunday after the story of the baptism of Jesus is the second of three different epiphanies that happened during this Christmas season. It starts with the wise men and the star and the revelation of the child being born. And then there's also this epiphany with the baptism. And then there's also a transfiguration passage with the experience on the mountain when they see Jesus transformed and transfigured. What's interesting about this baptism story is how little the baptism actually figures into the story of all. The passages that we've skipped in the middle there are all about John the Baptist and how he comes into the stage and begins his ministry and calls people out. I talked about that a few weeks ago on the show. And then here it says, baptism of Jesus. It happened. It just happens. We are almost late to the show now when all the people were baptized and when Jesus had also been baptized. We don't hear much about the event. And given how much we argue about baptism and how it should happen and what's the right way and what's the wrong way, it seems like maybe there would have been a little bit more time spent on it here. We don't know what liturgy was used during the baptism. We don't know what vows were taken during the baptism. We don't know if John was doing it the right way or the perfect way or what happened during the event. But instead, Luke just almost treats it as an aside. Jesus had also been baptized. That's it. So he's saying in a way that the method isn't what was important. And then even more, why was Jesus even there to be baptized in the first place? if Jesus is without sin and baptism and the passage that John is preaching, the purpose behind baptism is repentance or turning away from sin, why then is Jesus there to get baptized in the first place? And trust me, that's something that theologians and scholars have argued about for now thousands of years. And the next verse after this, what I didn't read, Luke goes on about the genealogy of Jesus. He talks about the family tree of Jesus. And that's kind of part of what's going on here, I think, is the reason we're talking about this is because this is a sample or an example of John pointing out that Jesus is entering into the messy world and into the relationship is a human as well. And let's face it, the world then and now was confusing, and it was a world that was definitely and desperately in need of repentance. And Jesus goes into this world knee-deep, eye-deep, neck-deep. He goes into it, and he knows of the brokenness. He doesn't approve of it. He doesn't want it. But he embraces it, and he carries it with him. He embraces what was right with the world as well as what was wrong with the world. And he tries to give meaning and explanation and purpose to this. But Jesus is silent in response to the baptism. He's silent in part because the whole important things that are happening there is the response that's next. The dove coming down and hearing the words spoken. The words that basically say, I love you. I love you not for anything that you've done or you will do or you might do or you could do, but I love you for just being you. I love you. And it's given as a gift of grace. And that is the same opportunity that we have as we go into this new year to build a relationship with God. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor. Go over to facebook.com/inspiredstewardship and like our Facebook page and mark it that you'd like to get notifications from us so that we can connect with you on Facebook and make sure that we're serving you to the best of our abilities with time and tips there. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.